It was not business as usual in the upscale Santana Row Shopping Center in San Jose this weekend, as a few hundred protesters marched down the corridor shouting slogans like, "While you're shopping, bombs are dropping," "F Trump," "F ICE," "Free Palestine," "Hands off Venezuela," and "Iran." Protesters say it's more important than ever to use their voices for peaceful resistance while honoring Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy. 25-year-old Hannah Leonard carried signs that said "Abolish ICE" and "F Trump." She said it was important for her to be there to exercise her First Amendment rights.
Whether we like it or not, change is always going to come. There's nothing we can do to prevent that, but we can do what we can today to try to steer that change in the right direction, because no matter what, change is going to come. So you want the good ending or the bad ending?
Angel Sandoval carried a sign representing Palestinian freedom, LGBTQ plus rights, that had the words, "Can I check her pulse? Justice for Renee Good." Sandoval said, as someone who has a medical condition herself, she was deeply troubled by ICE's blatant disregard for Karen Good's life.
Regardless of who this happened to, it wasn't okay. And the fact that there was a physician right there when that happened, and he literally asked, "Can I please go check her pulse?" He said, "I'm literally a physician." They could have easily checked that he was. They could have verified that he was. But the fact that they even did, and that they just let her bleed out, that's horrific.
Karen Good is the 37-year-old woman who died after being shot by an ICE agent on January 7th. Sandoval says that until change happens, she's committed to being in the streets along with her partner.
We try to find as many protests as we can, whether it's just a simple chant, march, protest, you know, it doesn't matter how long it is, but we'll find it and we'll be there.
Nadia Nuri collected signatures for Green Party candidates at the demonstration in the South Bay. She said it was important for her, as an Iranian-American, to speak out about the hypocrisy going on in the world today.
Israel coming and saying the Iranian government has to stop killing the demonstrators. Whoa, wait a minute. And right now, what the ICE is doing is very similar to what the Iranian regime does on the streets. Come and take the demonstrators away and disappear them. What's the difference?
You said you're originally from Iran. What year did you come here?
I was 18, so I've been here for 48 years. But I have close family members in Iran that we're in touch with on a continuous basis.
Nuri says that while many Iranians want change in their country, they do not believe that Donald Trump or Benjamin Netanyahu have their best interest at heart.
Nobody wants this regime, but the alternative shouldn't be a monarchy coming in or Israel taking over. That is not what people want. People want freedom. That is not replacing one dictator with another dictator. That has never been an option. But the U.S. is using this opportunity to push in Shah's son, who lives in U.S., but Iranian people are not buying it.
76-year-old Karen Gillette says she thinks Americans have an obligation to protest right now. Gillette described her signs.
One side says we are all immigrants, and the other one says hate does not make us great. And this is all I can do as an older person, is be here, put my body on the line. It's all any of us can do to try to get our democracy back.
Gillette says, as a Christian woman, it's disheartening for her to see other people weaponizing her religion. She added that she's at the protest not in spite of her Christianity, but because of it.
I am a Christian, and I'm trying to follow what Jesus would do, and he'd be out here with the people and doing everything he can.
71-year-old Charlie Miller said he protests as often as possible. Miller says he's counting on the Republican leaders in office to hold the president accountable. But in the meantime, he thinks everybody should be on the streets.
I'm old enough to remember the Vietnam War.
Is that the thing that you would compare this moment to?
This is worse, much worse.
What is giving you hope?
This.
You're pointing at the protesters. How often do you come out?
As often as I can.
Anything you want to add?
Tell people to get their butts out here. We need them.
Those were the voices of protesters who gathered in San Jose and marched to the Santana Row upscale shopping plaza in hopes of peacefully disrupting business as usual. For Pacifica, KPFA, I'm Sharon Sabota.